Mustaf together the size of a lentil, so if you touch it, you become tummy. It's called an avatuma. Start from zem zem. Klal omer b'shur, b'shur says a klal like this, that kol she tumosoi v'shiyuroi shovin is mitstarfin, then it's mitstarf. Anytime you have the din tumma sheboy and the shear, the amount, is the same amount, then it's mitstarfin. Like lamosha, let's say a chatzi gezayis of a novella from one animal and a chatzi gezayis from another animal. So they both have the same hilchos tumma, they both only tumma till the evening, if you touch it, and also it only has the shear of a kezayis, then it's mitzvah from together. Or else the sheretz and the sheretz, since they both have the lochas hilchas tumah, how long are you tumah, and the size to mekabel tumah, then it's mitzvah from zelazir. At the beginning of the mission, the dam hasheretz and the bosom both have the same halachas. If you touch it, you tumah till the evening, if you went to the mikvah, and hu adin, it has the same shear of a chadosha. But what's going to be tumah? So let's say it's only alike the same din tumah. The moshel nevela and the sheretz. If you touch them, you become tummy till evening. They both have the same din tuma. But v'loy shiurei, the size is not the same thing. For nevela, you have to touch a kezayis worth. And for sheretz, it's not to touch a chadosha. Set an am starf, and you can't put half and half together. The same thing, what's going to be shiurei v'loy tumosei? Let's say you have a mace and a nevela. Both of them, you need a kezayis min a mace to become tummy, or a kezayis min a nevela. So the shear is the same, but not tumosai. If you touch a mace, you tummy for 7 days. If you touch a sheretz, you only tummy for 1 day. There's also not mitzdarfin. And then for sure, what's going to be loy tumosai, loy shurai? Let's say not the tuma and not the sheretz. Let's say you have a mace and not the tuma, not the shear. Let's say you have a mace and a sheretz. So the din tuma is different. 1 7 is 1 and 1. And also the shear is different. The mace is a kezayis, and the sheretz is b'chadoshim, is a mitzarfin. It's not mitzarfin for tumah. It's a mitzarfin for tumah. It's only like the Rashi says, in the case where they both have the exact same shear, like a sheretz and a sheretz, or an avela, the same shear of a kezayis or a chadoshim, and the same halacha of the din tumah, how long you tumah if you touch it. Ali Mar says, Omar Rav Chonin, so big shal, exactly what the girsa should be here. Omar Rav Chonin, Omar Rav Zera. That we have the girsa of Echein Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Chanina. Rashi says not the girsa should be in the Gemara. Rashi says Omer Rav Chonin Kloima. Hodik Tani. That's what our Mishnah says. Dam Hasheretz VeYabosam Mitzdarf. That's what the race of the Mishnah says. If we have a Chatzi Kadosha of the Bosa, and then the Dam is Mitzdarf and makes up the Shir Kadosha, you come Tamei Davka. What should be put in the Gemara? Rabbi Chonin says it's only the Sower Shel Oisai Sheretz Atzmai. Shapira Shemenu Hadam, only with the dam from that sheretz itself. Now you have a piece of meat from that sheretz, less than the size of Chadosha, and some dam from that sheretz together, it's mitzdarf. To have a dam of bosom is sheretz echod, but v'loye nato shadam is sheretz echod, for your bosom is sheretz achar. That's not mitzdarf. That's what the B'chanan is saying. The Chonin says this halacha that the Mishnah says mitzdarfin is only if the dam and the bosa came from the same sheretz. But if the dam came from one sheretz and the bosa came from another sheretz, it's not mitzdarfin. So this, the Gemara asks the question now. It should be the girsa should be like Mosiv Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. If he's going to ask the question, if so, he asks the question is not that way. So Mosiv Yosi Rabbi Chanina, it says a posik hatimeyim. In the parasha of sheretz, it says the extra word hatimeyim. So we darshin malamra comes to teach us shehein mitzdarfin, that the yar mitzdarfin is sheretz and the sheretz. And the drush of the bryser is we have filu sheretz for sheretz, even one sheretz and another sheretz, who are din sheretz v'dam, who are din a sheretz and the blood of a sheretz. Bein mishay mechot, bein mishay shneimus, was from one shema from two shemas. So who we see clearly that the dam does not have to be from the same bosa, from the same sheretz. It could be down from one sheretz, and the bosa from another sheretz, it is mitzdarf. So how could Rabbi Chonin say, Pshana Mishnah is only from the same bosa, the same sheretz, the dam and the bosa? Rashi says, Hatimeyim, Hey Yisrael, it's an extra Hey, Hatimeyim. Malamna comes to teach us, Ser mitzdarfin, Afilu sheretz for sheretz, Kolema, Kechatzi shir mi sheretz zeh, Kechatzi shir mi sheretz achem. If you have two different sheretzim, you have a chatzi shir from each one of them, it's mitzdarfin. Who are then if you have a chatzi shir mechulit, the chatzi shir meakfor, that they have two different names of shirotzim. it's not even the same share, it's two different types, also it's mistarfen together. So here you see clearly, who are then the dam and the basar also means the same way. If you have dam from one and basar from another share, it is mistarfen together. So it's not like Rav Chanan. So when it says like this, Omer Rabbi Yosef answer says no, lekasha, kan bekuloi, kan bemiktsosai. It depends if you have the whole sheretz there, then if a mixas comes off from it, and a mixas from another sheretz, then they start from together. But kan bemiktsosai, that's what Rav Chanan said, means if you start out only with a half of a sheretz, you don't have those sheretz here. But since it's only a part of a sheretz, then it cannot be mitzdarif with another sheretz. Then he says only mitzdarif the same sheretz itself, its dam, with its bosa. But its bosa with another dam cannot be mitzdarif if you only have a half of the sheretz here. Rashi says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, kan bekulay, kan bemitzosay. He says, we have a sheretzim kulay shlemim. If you had had the whole sheretz here, then even if two different types of sheretzim, or pirish, it came out of that, those two whole ones, or else from this came out blood, and this came out the basar, it would be mitzdarfin. Since it came from a mokum chashiv, that the both of them were complete sheretzim. But Rav Chanan is talking about where the piece it came from was only a chatzi sheretz, a part of a sheretz. So then if a chatzi kadosha comes off from one piece, and another chatzi kadosha from another piece, then it's not mitzdarif. Then it's only mitzdarif from the same sheretz itself, the dam and the basa. So that's what Rav Chanan meant to say. Now the Gemara says, how do I know to say such a chilek? How do I know to say a chilek? Whether it's coming from a mixas of a piece or it's coming from the whole piece, or minotayim. How do I know to say midatani? We learn like this. There's a Mishnah earlier that says like this: nishpach al haritzpa. Let's say I have a revius dam of a mace. Loch is a revius of a dam from a mace. Is metama? It's metama boil also. So now nishpach al haritzpa. The blood spilled on the floor. For yemekayim katafris. On the floor is a slanty floor. It's not straight. It's slanty. So if the blood is dripping down a little bit. So it depends. Ehel al mitzosa, if you put your hand on top of part of the blood, so tor, you become tor, you're in the tor, you're not tummy. You didn't touch the dam. Ayadin oil if you put yourself on top of the dam. But since you only went on part of the revius, you're tor. Ehel al kulay, if you put your hands over the whole revius of the dam, then tummy, then you are tummy. That's what the Mishnah says. Rashi says, "Lohochi noked ritzpa sharitzpa hoyso chalok ve'vi kemadron ve'nit ve'nispash adam. Adam spreads out. So ilam mitzosa sharviyas dam. If you oil on part of it, which going sheshocha, you bent over and mixes of that, then you tore, which you're not oil on the whole shear. But oil, if you go over the whole reviyas adam, then you become tummy. So that's what it says. Now the question is, what's the difference? Samaris says." My mitzosa, what does it mean to say you only went over your ma'ayil, only over part of it? What does mitzosa mean? Let me, if you want to tell me, mixas dam, only a mixas of the dam, that's all, that you only had part of the, you only went over part of the revius, is that true? I've Oma Rebbe Chanina, Oma Rebbe, revius dam, if you have revius dam of a mace, shehigizbo, that you are stirred it up, is Torah, you remain Torah. So the question is why? When you stir it up like, you put your hands over the whole revius. So Chur Yisei, Miksosai doesn't only mean if you only went over part of the revius. Because here at Samash, even though you went over the whole revius, still you tore. So what's the pshat? Why are you tore? Ela must be pshat that El Lashmamina, Kan Bakuloi, Kan Bemiksosai Shmamina. Then in both cases, Taka, you put your hands over the whole revius of the dam. But when do we say Yitomei, if this revius of dam came from a whole mace? If it came out, there was a whole mace there. And now revius of the dam came out, so that's called the choshev of revius adam. And therefore, if you ma'il, even over a mixus of it, you'd become tummy. But here we're talking about now this revius dam came out from a half of a mace, not from the whole mace. So therefore, since it came out from a mixus of a mace, it's not choshev. And therefore, it has no tumas oil on it. So you see, there's a difference. Whether it's pirish from a whole thing, or whether it's pirish from a mixas. Rashi says, Elulav, isn't the Shramin a proof from Aliyah? Kam Bakula Kam Miktosai. Dodik Tony Iolaku, that just says you mile over the whole thing. Tomei, Hanel Hechad, the Osei, High Revias Dam, Mine Sholing. Where the Revias Adam came out from a complete nace. Therefore, Ochi Choshev, the Metamabio, therefore it's Metamabioil. And that's what it says, if you megas, if you store up the dam, even though you mile, you have your hands over the whole revias, still you tore. That's talking about the revias dam came not from Meisholim, but rather came out from Miktasoi, Rosh Hashanah, Yemunach Shom, Miktas Ameis, there was part of a mace there. And from that part of the mace, it came out blood revias adam. Zafaga versus this per revias, hoil vien a boar, me Meisholim lechosher vien a matama biyoel. So who you see this chiluk, where it comes from? Does it come from the whole thing? It comes from a mixas. So here to that Chan Rav Chanan also now Mishnah. And that we say the dam in the sheretz is mistarif only if it came from the whole sheretz. But where it only came from a mixas of a sheretz, then one mixas with another mixas is not mistarif. Only from the same sheretz, then it's mistarif. Now the Gemara says, Shoal Rebbe Masya ben Chorosh Esh Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh asked the Shaul from Yishim ben Yechoi. Beer Rami, when it was in the city of Rome. Minan, how do we know to say this Chiddush, Ledam Shrotzim Shutomei? How do we know to say the Dam is Tomei? Maybe it's only if you touch the Bosor of a Sheretz, you become Tomei. How do I know to say that? We just said in our Mishnah, if you have less than a Kadosh's worth of the Sheretz, and you have some blood there of the Sheretz, it can starve together. So how do we know this Chiddush, the Dam of a Sheretz is Tomei? Is Omalei, so Shim ben Yochai answered back and said, Omalei said back, the Yom HaKrukos, the Pasuk says, Vizeh lochem hatomei, an extra Pasuk, Vizeh lochem hatomei. Rashi says, Omalei dechsiv vizeh lochem, Vayikro miyusuos, an extra Pasuk, Lidrash, the Medrash Pahochi, dechsiv korach rima, Eila hatmeim lochem. See if it's an extra Pasuk, teach us even the blood. Toy says, it's mitura devov, it's an extra vov here, the vizeh, that's the drosha. But call point with answer from this pasuk vizeh lochem atomei, that not only is the sheretz itself tomei, but even the dam that comes out is also tomei. That's what Yishim ben Yechoi entered back to Rav Masya ben Chorosh. Yizomru loy tamidov, so the tamidim of Rav Masya ben Chorosh said to him, chochem lei Reb Yechoi, chochem lei ben Yechoi, that Yishim ben Yechoi is a big chochem. Like he knows that answer good. Russia's Kavanas Chacham ben Yechoi, Shadeh Leim Adobazen, he knows how to answer this, so Tamidim, like, we're astonished, like you see, Shim ben Yechoi, Zivik Tam Chacham. Chacham Lei ben Yechoi, Izom Alehem, so Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh said back to them, no, he should know, Talmud Orech Bepiv Shel Reb Lezer Bar Reb Yosi. In other words, this wasn't really Shim ben Yechoi's big Kiddush. Shim ben Yechoi was Makabal, heard this already from Reb Lezer Bar Reb Yosi. He was the one that really said it. Rashi says, like, Limit Aruch means Beloy Omer Midayat. It wasn't him Shimon Yechoi said it by himself. It's Ominola Delomdom Reb Lezer. And how do we know this? Like, we'll soon see. But that's what Reb Masya said, that Avadah Shimon Yechoi heard this from Reb Lezer Bar Reb Yosi. Now, what's the mice? What happened over here? Shepa Machas, it once happened like this, that Gozra HaMalchus Gezerah, stand the Malchus Roim made a Gezerah, Shelo Yishmur Es HaShabbos, the Klai Yisrael cannot be Mishayim HaShabbos anymore. V'shelo Yimoylu Es B'nei, they should not make a bris mila, they can't make. V'sheyivulu Es Nidois, and they made a Gzeira, they have to live with their wives, even when they're a Nida. That was the three Gzeiras the Roy made. So that happened was, Holach Rabbi Ruvain Ben Estribler. He went, V'siper Koimei, and he went to talk like to the Malchus over there. V'siper Koimei, Rashi says, Sipa Koimer means Shegilach. No, the Sipa Koimer says Shegilach Hasar. He took a haircut to look like a Roman. Rashi, he took a haircut, Shalmetzchi, cut off the front of his head. Vaniyah Hasar Shalachrav, he left the head in the back. That's where the Romans used to look, the Goyim. They used to cut their hair on the front short, and the hair on the back was long. So Kitzer, this Rabbi Ruvain, Benus Ribli, the Sipa Koimer, he took a haircut in the back to look like, in the front, to look like a Roman. For a whole lach, he sat down with the government, with the Roman government there. Omulem, he started to talk to them. If somebody has an enemy, Yani Yo Yasher, what do you want to do to the enemy? Do you want to make him rich and make him poor? is Omrulois, they said back to Mavadiyani, we want to make them poor, or Nenim, we want to make poor. Is Omrulems, he said back to the Romans, if Soam came, Layasam Locham Shabbos, then listen, the Jews are your enemy, stop them from working on Shabbos. Kadesh Yoni, like this, you tell them they have to work on Shabbos, they make a lot of money. Tell them not to work on Shabbos, they'll become poor. Is Omru, so the Romans said, Tovisoma, listen, this guy is saying very good. Is so Livato, so they took a Livatlu Batlu, they said to stop, and they were Mavatlu, they took a stop to Xerum, that they let the Goyim, they let the Jews rest on Shabbos. Then Chozov Yom again, Reb Ruvein said back to them, Chozov Yom Alem, Mishyeshto Oyev Yachisho Yavri. Again, if you have an enemy, do you want the enemy to become weak or to become strong? Om Loi Vadre said back, Yachish, you want him to become weak? Om Alem, they said if Soim came, Yumoylu B'neim L'shmeni Yomim, let the Jews and your enemies, let them make a bris meal on their kid when they're 8 days old. V'yachisho, only room them, only make them weak. So what are you stopping them for? Let them do it. Is Omru, they said, Tovus Omru, they said he's saying very good. Ubatlu, and they mavato that Kazerva, they let the Jews, let them make a bris mila. Chosav Yom, then he said another thing. Chosav Yomulem, again, Mishesh to Oyev, somebody has an enemy. Yarbe or Yismayat, do you want them to multiply? Or do you want them to have a Yismayat, they should come a few? Omru, they said, back to Vadi Yismayat, we want them to have few, not to multiply a lot. So he said back to him, came if so, Lo yivulu nidos. So what do you tell them? Like, they have to live with the wife every single night, like even when they were nida. Tell them not to live with the wives when they were nida. You're better off that way. They won't multiply so much. Is Omru, the Roman said again, Tovisom, he said very good, Ubatlu. They're about to kiss them about the three gezeiros. That's what happened. What happened was at the end, though, Hikaboshu Yehudi, later on by Stos, they found out that this Reb Ruvein was really a Jew. He was only planting like that they should take away the three gezeiros. And therefore, Hechzirum, the Goyim, the Romans, put back again the three Gzeris. Is Omru, now the Chum said between themselves, let's see, Mi Yelech V'Yavat like Gzeris, who could we send now to try again, to try and be Mavat like Gzeris? Like the Gzer again was, you can't be a Shem Shabbos, you can't make a Bris Mila, and you can't, you have to live with your wife, which is a Nida. So they said, who's going to go to the Romans now to try again to be Mavat this Gzeris? So they said like this, Yelech Lechem Shem Ben Yechoi. Let Yom Shem Ben Yechoi go, Shumalumid ben Isin. He's used to having Isin happen to him. Like the Gemara in Shabbos says, we know he lived there 12 or 13 years in a cave. He only lived with Isin there. He lived in a cave for 13 years, 12 years. Let Yom Shem Ben Yechoi go, he's Malumid ben Isin. So Gemara says still, the Achra of Mielach, who's going to go with him though? Can't just select, they couldn't send him alone. Who's going to go with him? So Gemara said, let Reb Lezer Reb Yasi. Let Reb Yasi, Reb Lezer Reb Yasi also go along. Let him go along. Omer lehem Reb Yosi. So I says the father of Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi, said like this, Omer Reb Yosi, V'ilu hoi Abba Chalafta kaim, if my father like Abba Chalafta would be alive, is Yechol Matim loy meloy, tein binchol ariga, like would he let them say like, let my son go, like of course my father would have stopped me from going. As if to say, I'm not going to let you send my son, I'm afraid he's going to die. So, like Rashi says, same thing, you can't tell me also to send my son. Is Omelahem says so, Omelahem and Bishimin, so Bishimin also got scared, as if to say it's a dangerous mission, like the same way Reb Yosi doesn't want his son Reb Lezer to go, so Bishimin said the same thing that about Mustam, his father also would not want him to go. Is Omelahem and Bishimin, Ilu hoye yoichoy abakam, if my father, Reb Yochanan, would be alive, could you tell my father like Tain bin Chalariga to let your son go? Avade, I see, got afraid also. So Rashi says, Omelem Reb Yosi, Rashi learns like this. Omelem Reb Yosi, Rashi learns that the reason why Reb Yosi wanted to stop his son from going, Rashi says, Mistafina, because Reb Yosi was afraid, Dilma Onish Le Reb Shimon Yechoi. Maybe Reb Shimon Yechoi like would curse him and give him punishment on the way to his own son. That's why he was afraid. And we'll soon see. That's really why Reb Yosi was afraid. Not because he was afraid of the mission, but he was afraid that on the way, maybe Hashem and Yechoi would curse his son. So what happened, the Gemara says, was Omar Lahu Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi said like this, Ano Az Linan. Reb Yosi said, if so, you know what? I'm going to go myself. because otherwise, do monish le Reb Shimon, like I'm afraid to let my son go, because I'm afraid maybe on the way, Reb Shimon like would curse my son and give my son a punishment. So that's why I'm afraid to let my son, I'm afraid to let my son Nebuchadnezzar go with Reb Shimon. To come as tafinon, do monish le Reb Shimon. Sumara says, yes, Shimon who? To call Mistafina, because I'm afraid of him. Sigmora says, Kibbula leid loylanshe. Shem Shimon said, no, I'll be Mekabal, accept upon myself not to curse his son. Don't be afraid. Rashi says, Kibbula lov, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, loyonish le, he won't make him have a punishment. Even so, the Gemara still says, Onshin, that still Reb Lezer got a punishment report because of Reb Shimon Yechoy. And we'll soon see, Remila, come on. So, nice, what happened was, though, is so they both went, so the kids are Reb Lezer, Reb Yossi, and Reb Shimon Yechoy were both going on this dangerous mission to talk to the Roman government to try and get them to mevatel these gzeiros. So, what happened was, when they were both walking on the road, is nishla shalazu b'fneihem. They threw this question in front of them. The question came out between both of them. The question is this question: that minayin, how do I know to say that ledam hasheret shu tomei? How do I know to say that the dam that comes out of sheret is tomei? How do I know this from? So olkim piv Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. So Reb Lezer Reb Yosi like turned around his mouth. Rashi says, Reb Lezer bar Reb Yosi shloyoy makor. He didn't say in a loud voice like he used to speak. El ikim piv, he turned his mouth around a little bit just to say it very low, in low. Rashi says shloyagash shimon. He didn't want Shimon Yochai to hear it. Why? Because otherwise it'll be like he's being mori alocha b'fonav. Master Reb Shimon was the Rebbe, and Reb Lezer was the Talmud. So even though Reb Lezer answered the question, but it wasn't nice because really he was doing it in front of his Rebbe. So he did it quietly, in order that the Rebbe should not realize it. The Rashi says, Afal Pikein, he could, Reb Shimon still heard, found out about it, and he told him, Tank, and he gave him this curse, we'll soon see. Yeah. So Mursa, what happened here? So it says, Okin, Mursa says, Okin, Piv, Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi, he turned around his mouth, for Yomani said this person he had before, Bezelechem Atamei. That's what like the Moro was saying before, Masi was saying, it wasn't really Reb Shimon that said this pasuk first, but it's this Meister, blessed Reb Yosi, he was the one that said it first. He said over this pasuk. But Omer Reb Shimon, Shimon said to him though, Me'akimus vasecha, from the fact that you're turning around your mouth, Ato niko shetamu chokham ato. It's niko that you're a tamu chokham. In other words, I see that you never learned very well. But still there's a time upon you, like Yechul, still you're being Moira Lochem of Rabbi. Therefore he says, Ayachsara ben Eitzalaviv, he gave him like a curse to say that you, Reb Lezer, should not be Zoicha to go back to your father. You should not come back. Rashi says, the Yonshei, this tackle was an Einish that he received. Rashi says, Vidich Mufarsh Magor Tahochi Hev Yuvda, Denota Nafsha Lomus, Ad Sheniskur Abshim Ben Yechoi, Shamul Yoviv, Sheimachziru Lisholom, Vikash Arachimim, Vehech Nisrapim Mufarsh Osam. So the other way, he was about to die, and Shimon was the spawner for him to save him. But Korban Al gives through his family, Shimon gave him this curse to say, you should not be Zerker to come back. What happened was, Yotzel Lekrosoi Ben Talman. So kids are still on the way to go to Rome. So when Reb Shimon Ben Yechoi, and when Reb Lezer Ben Yosi was on the way, it came in front of them, this Ben Talmion. So Rashi says it was a shade, a demon came to them. A demon, a shade. So, Ritzoinchem Ovi Yimochem. So he said to the shade, agreed to go with them to help him out. She says, do you want me to go along with you to help you to get the Romans to change their mind? Is Boch Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon started to cry. Boch Reb Shimon, he said to Biyomi, said, Ma Shivcho Shel Beis Abba, Nizdam Lo Malach Sholish Pomim, Vani Loi Pamachas. It never happened to me yet. Rashi says, Shivcho, or Beis Abba means Bavrom Avinu, Shivcho means Hogor. Rashi says, Hogor, Is Nidam Lo Shloisha Malachim, the Shloisha Pomim Ksiv Malach Apasha, says three times the word Malach by the Pasha, that the Malach appeared to Hogor. And Rabbi Shimon was not there to see any malachim. This is the first time like the shade, like a little bit of a malach, like, came to him. But he told him a kopon was Yovoi. Lepamachas is Yovoi. and hanes mikol makom. Like, let him come, and maybe because of him a nes will happen. So he said yes, like, let him come. So the kids, he came along. Yov, he came with him. Or the gesher should be, he said what? Yov, chin, hanes. I tell you, the gesher was like, he said to him, that was the gersa. And like he said to him, because of me will happen the neis. So the kid said they agreed to let him come. So when he came along, what he did was like this. Is called them who al babarte the kesa. So this shade now went into this demon, like went into the daughter of the king, went into the daughter's king. Imamish made him a sugar. Rashi is a nishtag, and she became a sugar. For he said, the daughter of the king started to scream out, Vianeris, please bring your Shimon Yechoi. She used to scream it out all the time. And so what happened was, Kimot Hosev, when finally Shimon Yechoi and Nebuchadnezzar walked into Rome, is Oma ben Talmin. So they found, the Romans found out, this is Shimon Yechoi, and here the king's daughter was going crazy screaming for him, so they brought him to her to try and save her. So when they came to her, Shimon Yechoi said, Omer, he said, Ben Talmud say, like he spoke to the shade and said, the shade, go out. The chiv and the korele, as soon as the Rishim Nechoi called out to the shade, Nofak, he left her, Ozal. So now the daughter became normal. So now the king felt so good that the Rishim Nechoi saved his daughter. Omelon, so the king said to him, Shilu koma dis lechoi lemishol. Anything you want to ask, you could ask for, I'll give you. So what happened was, V'yalinu leganzei, they let him come into this famous Roman treasure house. Lishko called the boy, whatever you want, you can take out of my treasure house. Is Ashka Kuhu Igra. They found that letter, that document that said about the three Gzeris. Shaklu, they took the document for Karu and they ripped it up. So that's how they say they took away the Mavato, this Gzera from the Romans. And now the Jews will be able again to be a Shema Shabbos and to make a Bris Milah and to be keep Hilkas Nida. But that was the Maisa. Now the Gemara says, "Bahainu, this is also the Yomer Reb Lezer Reb Yosi." The Reb Lezer Reb Yosi says like this: that Yomer Reb Lezer Bar Reb Yosi, that Ani Reisi Bir Romi. I was once in the city of Rome, and I saw there in the treasure house of the Romans, I saw the proiches that used to be in the base of Migdish. Vebiolei Kamoti Pedom. I saw a lot of drips of blood on it. Rashi says, "We were proiches Kamari. Shuro Isam a base case. We saw in the Roman kings." For I've led a lot of drips of blood on it. Mi par v'sosh yom kippurim shuz yoleh kematzlif. So it's on that the Gemara in Yuma that says, Reb Lezer Reb Yosi says, I once saw the proiches by the Romans. It means this ma'isa. This is the ma'isa that him and Reb Shimon Yechoi got into the Roman government, and they both gave him back a schar. They let them walk around the treasure house, and there they saw these things. Now, Kopon again to us, we have from this posik of Zeluchem Hadam, Zeluchem Hatomei, that even the dam of a sheret is also Tomei. Now the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Ha Pigul v'hanoisterem et starfin, v'vnei shen shnei shemus. You can't put together Pigul, Chatzik Zayas of Pigul, Chatzik Zayas of Noiser, the dam and starf together. We'll soon see the Gemara exactly why not. Because they're two different names. Ha sheret v'hanavelo, if you have a kazayis, a chat kazayis of a sheretz, chazayis of a nevela, it's also not mitzarfen, because they have two different shurim. A sheretz is b'chadosha, a nevela is b'kazayis. V'chein the same thing, ha nevelo bos rameis, a mitzarfen zem ze letonei, a filo b'kal shebishneim, even for the smaller din tumma. Now we had the Mishnah before, because since they have different halachas, a nevela and a meis, even though they're both b'kazayis, for a nevela you only told me one day, and a meis you told me for 7 days. See, if we can't be mitzvah for two things together, they have different hilchos tumah. Not even for the cow, that not even the chatzik zayis of a mace could make up for you with the chatzik zayis of the nevela, a korban to be tummy for one day. Even for that, it can't help. Because since it has different hilchos tumah, then not mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Omer of Yudah Mashmuel, Loishonu, that our Mishnah says, Pigla Nesa, not mitzvah, Ela Lotumah Seyadayim. It only means to say that the Rabbon Nekotoma, that if the Kayin touches a Tigul or Nais, he becomes Tamei. To be the Rabbon and he. And therefore Rashi says it's only Gzera, and therefore the Rabbon did not make a Gzera like Gzera. They didn't make this Gzera to Mitztar of a Chatzik Zayas from Tigul and Chatzik Zayas of Naiser. You only tell me if it's touching a Zayas worth of Tigul. So for that it's not Mitztar. But it's only with the Rabbonin. Avolinyin Achila, But if you eat a chatzig zayis of pigul and a chatzig zayis of noiser, it's mitzarfen and echnami, then you would be chayv koris, or you would do a bishoy, you'd be chayv to bring a korban chatis. Titania, Reb Lezer says, the posik says, lo yoichol ki kodeshu. So he dash on this love, kol sheba kodesh post, anytime there's something wrong with kodeshim, like it becomes noiser or becomes pigul, is boakos litin loiser say alechilosoi. Here the Torah, this is the love. Therefore, since there's like one law for both of them, therefore it's mitzarif. Therefore, if you eat a chatzig zayis of pigul and a chatzig zayis of noiser, you would be chayiv, the mezid you'd be chayiv koris, and the shaygid you'd be chayiv achatis. Now the Mishnah says, oichol shenitma b'yava tumma, food that became tumma for now, the mitzvah rishon, or else for shenitma v'lada tumma, no one did food that became tumma from a rishon, it is a sheni, so mitzarif from zem zel, etamay b'kal shabashnayim. Kids, if you have food of a rishon, a chatzik kebetz of rishon atumah, and a chatzik kebetz of food that's a shenul atumah, to mistarf them together, that they have a look like at least like a shenul atumah, and there'll be toisol truma and be metama kochim. Now, kol oichlam mistarfim zeh list like via the chatzik pras. Now, if a person eats a chatzik pras, that's a half of a half loaf of bread. Let's say a loaf of bread is six beitzim, so a half of a pras is three, and a half of that is an egg and a half. If a person eats an egg and a half worse of oichol tamei, he becomes tamei. So all oichol mam starfin. Another locker is kibbe mazon shtei sudus nerev. For erev tchum, you have to put out shtei sudus made up from all different type of foods in starfin. Kibbeitz to tamei tumas oichlin also needs size of kibbeitz. All foods are mitzav together. Gregus also a shavus carrier for shavus needs size of gregus. Kaseves to mekapurim dinam dam kip yechai vidi kaseves. Kolamashkin starfin zuzil list also kibbe brevius. We drink brevius of all mashkin. Kamaluk mavion kipurim. If you eat a molug with a kippah, it's mistarfin. So kids, if these are shurim, all these shurim, all type of oichlin, are mistarfin, zel is there. Whether it's for Tzoy Shabbos, whether it's for Achilas Yom Kippurim, whether it's for Eruv Tchumim, whether it's for Lifslo Sagviya, by Achilo, by Mashkin, the Pshat, all these things, since the all Mashkin are mistarfin together, as long as you have a shir made up of all the Mashkin, you'll be tummy. Alright, we'll continue on.